sing Halloween?
Halloween. Halloween. Lots of fun on Halloween.
Now sing a song for my grandma and grandpa. See anything? Hi, Mom and Dad. This is Laurie, in case you couldn't tell. And it's Halloween night. And the kids and Marie and Charles just went over to a little party over at Sean's little friend's house, Matthew Stringham. And so I stayed here to greet the trick-or-treaters that come by. And Vince was here earlier, but he had to go up to school. He's taking a night class. He's taking a humanities class to get some general ed out of the way before he goes full-time next semester, so he just took one class on the block. He's enjoying his work, but he'll be glad to go to school full-time starting January. He kind of misses being up on campus, where I get to go there almost every day, being up at the LTM. It looks like we are having a little bit of winter weather. The weather was all nice and warm until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. It started getting really cold and windy, and Halloween weather, really spooky outside. Well, I played my voice back on the tape and decided it sounded pretty silly, talking about 78 RPM and twice as slow and not saying anything. So I decided that talking on tapes is sort of like writing out letters. First you have to map out your ideas and then start talking and saying something instead of rambling on and on without nothing. And I apologize if this is boring, but I wanted to make you a tape since it's been so long since we have made you a tape. And this should get to you before Thanksgiving. And I hope that the news isn't so outdated that my letters tell you everything before the tape gets there. Thanks for sending those wedding pictures, Dad. They're really lovely. And as I said in the letter that's your coming up, you're going to get in a few days. I'd really like to have some of the negatives so I could get them enlarged, because I belong to a photo club and it only costs $1 to get enlargements. And from 110 film, I can get 5x7s, and from 120 film and larger, I can get 8x10s. I got my honeymoon pictures back that I took at the homestead, and they really turned out well. Charles said he'd like to take Marie up there for a little vacation weekend, and Vince and I can take care of the kids while they have their little celebration. Just the two of them can go, Charles and Marie, up to the homestead and celebrate his passing his orals and his written exams for his PhD. I'm so delighted that he's finally going to have it all over with. They've worked so hard. I've got to go catch the trick-or-treaters at Just Knock. Just a minute. Bye-bye. Hey, that was two girls who look like they're about college-age kids. They don't deserve to be getting candy on a night like this. I was about to say, a couple days ago, I went to Relief Society in Springville, 4th Ward, and we were having a kitchen shower, just giving presents for our new kitchen and our brand new steak center that is just across the street from where I live. And it's built on the same plan that that steak center down in Fort Worth is. I guess all the new steak centers are. And it's really pretty, and I can't wait till we get that building dedicated and get to move into that brand new building. My bishop is Charles Whitman, and he's a professor of drama at BYU, and he's currently rehearsing Romeo and Juliet. I wish that I had been smart enough to go and audition. I would have loved to just be in the chorus or something of that Shakespeare classic. Also playing on campus is The Marriage of Figaro, and Vince and I are going to be sure and see that. Dad, weren't you involved in The Marriage of Figaro or The Barber of Seville or something like that? I know you had something to do with Figaro, and I wish I could remember. Vince and I are going to go see a concert this Thursday night. It's called by the New York Harp Ensemble. There's four women and a man. I guess the man plays piano accompaniment, and these four harpists. It's going to be so beautiful, and I can hardly wait. I'll be sad to leave BYU and hope that wherever we move, we can be somewhere that's around a cultural center, and we can always attend these concerts and cultural events. I'm so fortunate to have married a man that appreciates music and appreciates concerts. It would be a real drag if I married somebody that just liked to watch TV and didn't really like classical music. But Vince loves opera, and he loves playing the piano and singing, and he loves classical music, and he loves musicals, just everything. And I'm so lucky and blessed to be his wife. Well, as you can see, I'm still in love, and cloud nine hasn't worn thin yet, and everybody tells me that pretty soon I'll wake up and think the honeymoon's over and that marriage is just drab, and I know that that'll never happen, and we keep things in our marriage alive, and I think come a time when we can really apply the advice that we've gotten from different people. I want you to know that I'm really happy and really healthy, and we're eating well, and we're doing all right. The only thing that we still need to find a chest of drawers somewhere. I really haven't done much looking, but it's getting to the point where I'm going to have to find one, because all our clothes, we just don't have any place to put them. What we can hang up is just so much, and then everything else is just piles on the floor. What are you going to do for Thanksgiving? I know that Charles and his family are planning to go down to Albuquerque, spend it with the roadies, but we thought, of course, we'd stay here and spend Thanksgiving with Grandma, because Vince's mother hasn't met her yet, and neither has her friend Frances, and so we'll just cook everything and then take it over to Grandma's. I know how Grandma doesn't like anybody else cooking in her kitchen, so we'll just cook up a big turkey dinner and take it over there. And that's not a big enough group that she'll be overwhelmed. It'll just be me and Vince and my mother-in-law and her friend and Grandma, so that's just five. By the way, do you remember Nettie Adams, the foster mother of Vince? Well, her daughter, Robbie Adams, that lives out here, just got engaged to a boy named Chris Michael Halston from Philadelphia. And we had them over to dinner Sunday night, and Robbie and Chris are going to get married in April, if they don't break it off before then. I think they'll probably go through with it. I don't know, it's really weird. They've only known each other about 2 weeks, but I guess they knew they were ready. So they're having this long engagement, and they'll know each other, I guess, well enough by then. Nettie is excited for them, and they decided to get married in the Washington, D.C. temple, since that's closer to both his family and hers, and I think they'll make a really cute couple. Chris has been a model in New York. He's been a professional model, and he had a lot of interesting stories to tell about the inside, of the modeling business and how all the glamour and glitter wears off and you just feel like a package. In fact, they just call you a package. It was really interesting to look at his portfolios and talk with the people that he'd been exposed to. And I think it's amazing that as a Latter-day Saint, he was able to have a good contract and have a fairly decent life in spite of all the smut that he was exposed to in the big city. So he's a good guy, and we checked him out, and we figure he's good enough for Robbie. Francis, the best friend of our mother-in-law, my mother-in-law, Francis was in the hospital, and so she had double pneumonia and pleurisy, and so she was in Utah Valley Hospital about a week and a half, and they took that stuff into her lungs to make it break up, and she had a blessing by the elders and got better really fast. And she came out here and she's just delighted with all these Latter-day Saints and started taking missionary lessons from some sister missionaries who are in their area and members of their prospective ward. And so Frances started taking the lessons and she's really excited about it. She's been reading the Book of Mormon, and I went to visit her last Saturday, the day before she got out of the hospital, and she told me that she's going to join the church. And it's so exciting for us to know that she's going to be baptized. And she said that she only wishes that Barbara could go with her, but it'll be a while before Vince's mother can join the church. She has a lot of bad habits to get rid of, not only in the way of the word of wisdom, but a lot of other things she has to iron out in her life before she'll be ready. But Frances is just a new person, and she's so beautiful. It's fascinating to watch people become converted to the gospel, and I feel a spark of enthusiasm that is so contagious. Every time I'm around her, it's such a beautiful feeling, and makes me want to cry. She's really a wonderful lady, and she's so excited for her family to come out. She says, I just know if my daughter comes out here, she'd join the church. She's a really neat lady. I am right now undertaking some projects for Christmas. I decided to start knitting again, and I'm starting to knit some slippers, and I bought another beginning knitting book, and I'm going to knit some presents for Christmas. I try to think of something that would be good and personalized and be a thoughtful gift. And after all, I have more time on my hands now, and so I'm really having a lot of fun just knitting. And as soon as I get the sewing machine fixed, I can start sewing. I can't believe that Aunt Barbara giving me her old sewing machine. It's one of these old black ones, a domestic. It's not a treadle, it's an electric, but it must be, I guess, 40 years old. It belonged to her mother, and she's so sweet to give it to me, and it's already in its own little cabinet. And she just had it down in the basement and wasn't using it. She said she wanted me to have it, and so we moved it up to Springville, and it looks really nice in our living room. It's all closed up as a cabinet. It makes a nice little table for the little arrangement that Uncle Ellsworth made me. I put that on top, and it looks really classy in our living room with our couch and four folding chairs and a little typewriter table with our phone on it. It almost looks like it's built up again. Oops. Charles just walked in with a bunch of weird teeth in his mouth and some great big plastic ears on. I guess they're the same ears that you used to wear, Mom, when you greeted the trick-or-treaters at the door. Well, I better go now and think of something else to say so I won't ramble on about nothing.
Hi, Grandpa and Grandma, this is Sean. We are going to sing some Halloween songs later on in this week. I was a bat and we went to a Halloween party and went trick-or-treating. I went to a magic show at school and we went into every grade, and every grade came into our room, and it was a costume party.
Oh, did you have a big parade and got to see what everybody was wearing, huh? Amy, what did you do in school today?
I had to go stand it with them. It was a sucker, and I went trick-or-treating today, and I had a party and magic show, and the lady, to his wife, you know what, she did real magic, and he did too, and my teacher was a witch.
Oh, and what were you dressed up as?
I was a witch too.
Oh. Uh-huh. What's your teacher's name?
My teacher's name is Miss Wiggs.
Karen, do you have something you want to say to Grandma and Grandpa before you go to bed? I guess everybody's pretty tired after what they did today.
I'm not pretty
tired. You
want
to say hi?
Hi.
Speak nice and loud so they can hear you.
Hi.
Do you want to say goodnight or anything?
Good night.
Why don't you tell Grandma what you did today?
Where'd you get to go while they were in school?
With Vince and Lolly.
Yeah, you came to my house with Rebecca, didn't you?
Yeah, but maybe with a fire can, I would come.
Yeah, and you can come and visit us another time. What did you do with me? What did you help me do today?
Make cookies.
Yeah, we made cookies. Oh, and tell, Sean, tell Grandma and Grandpa who served you dinner and what dinner was.
My mommy was a witch, and she served us dinner, and we ate in the dark with candles and a pumpkin lit. And you know what? My mommy served lima beans and ham.
But what was it?
It was witch's brew.
What did we drink?
Vampire juice.
And what did we have with it?
Bat eggs.
Yeah, biscuits that were bat eggs.
Biscuits that were bat
eggs. Oh, you don't have to repeat it. That's one thing I noticed about myself on the tape is that I kept repeating everything I said, so somebody could understand it. Well, the kids
Amy
have some.
Amy
wants to sing a song. Okay, Sean's gonna say a joke that he did for morning music.
Three little ghosts walking down the street. The first one said, "Let's go trick or treat." Second one said, "There's goblins in the air." Third one said, "I don't care." Ooh, goes the wind, and out goes the lights. And three little ghosts fly out of sight.
Yay!
Did you tell them what you did on morning music? What was that? You were doing the answer?
I brought the thing back.
Happy Halloween, Mom and Dad. Ho, ho, ho.
I think Charles is mixed up with Christmas. Sean has something else to say.
We did boo-boo, and it's Halloween. Those are the songs we said, all crowded in the office. Do you know why we were crowded? Because all three classes came in of the first graders.
Wow. So you were the announcer.
This one came in warmer.
Karen's got her mouth full of candy. The first part of the take, you heard Rebecca screaming while Karen was singing, and now she wants to have her part on it, too. Rebecca! Oh, well, you can hear her in the background. That's Rebecca. She's almost about to walk. One of these days, she's going to take off. She walks across the couch, but she won't walk on the floor. Just a minute. Okay, now.
Halloween's coming. Halloween's coming. Skeletons will be after you. Witches and ghosts and black, black bats. Ooh.
Hey, that's a good song.
Flap, 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 go to big black bats. Ooh. Meow, 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 say the ugly
just didn't want to get mixed up with Karen. But I know their voices sound alike on the tape. Well, you want to say goodnight?
Tom,
sing a goodnight
song.
Song?
Goodnight. Good night.
I don't know I forgot it. Oh, I know. It's Halloween. Ooh, 'tis the night of Halloween. Ooh, when the funny things are seen. Ooh, boo. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, witches, black cats, goblins too. Ooh, oh, we'll try to frighten you. Ooh, boo.
Hey, I like that.
That's
now they want to sing some bedtime songs before they go goodnight.
Rock-a-bye baby in the treetops. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bell breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come baby, cradle and all.
I was about to say, in the leafy treetops, the baby is rocking. I couldn't remember how rock-a-bye started out.
Rock-a-bye, and don't you cry. We are on to grandma's.
Up the hill
and down the spout to see the little rabbit.
That was cute. John said up the hill and down the spout.
Goodbye and we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye, we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye, you like.
Goodbye.
Hi, Mom and Dad. We're here in the Clemens apartment, and we've got all the Whitaker family here with us, and they're going to sing some more songs, and this time they're going to sing a Thanksgiving song for you.
There's a great big turkey down Grandpa's farm. He thinks he's very gay. He spreads his tail to big fan and struts around all day. You should hear him gobble at the bells and boys, 'cause he thinks he's singing when he makes the noise. But he'll sing a song a different way upon Thanksgiving Day.
I'm gonna sing a song from school that I sang in morning music. It's Octopus's Garden. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He let us in, knows where we've been in an octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
Rocking my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rocking my soul in the bosom of Abraham. So high, can't get over it. So low, you can't get under it. So why you can't get around it. Let's go through Grandpa, this is Amy. And Grandma, this is Amy. I'm gonna sing a song that's the Mama stories from Sunday and from primary. So, okay? Now, Book of Mormon stories that my teacher tells to me are all about the ancient history. Long ago, far across the sea, man lived his name righteously.
This is about the ghost of John. Have you seen the ghost of John? Long white bones and the rest are gone. Wouldn't it be chilly with no skin on?
I am a child of God, and He has sent me here and given me an earthly home with parents kind and dear. Lead me, guide me, walk beside me, help me find the way. Teach me all that I must do to live with Him someday.
I'm Amy, and I take dance lessons, and we're doing a Christmas dance with the teddy bears. Yesterday Rebecca had a birthday, and she was 11 months old, and we made popcorn and had some apples, and we watched Chips.
Hello, this is Sean, Grandpa, and Grandma. Yesterday, all day, I helped Daddy rake the leaves, and I went to Grandma's and read the book that I got from school. I love you.
Say, this is Karen.
This is Karen.
What time you played with Aaron?
I played with my friend Aaron. I played house. I like to play with her.
Do you have some other friends?
I like to play with the captains.
Elizabeth.
And Elizabeth.
How's your dog, Grandma?
How's your dog, Grandma? Sean is my ever friend. I play with her.
What you were on Halloween?
I got a scarecrow for Halloween.
Now we all want to say happy birthday to Grandma Lois.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Grandma. Happy birthday to you.
Bye-bye.
How old are you?
Hi, Mom and Dad. I'm back again. Today is Tuesday, November 7th, and I decided to try and finish up this side of the tape and send it on to you with Mom's birthday present, because I know that if I keep it here and try to fill up the other side too, I'll never get it done, and I'll hardly ever get it mailed off in time. And I want you to have it, because I think there's a lot of cute things on here. I forgot to say that it was little Karen that sang Rock of My Soul back a ways there, and I didn't know if you could tell. You probably can. I guess the 3-year-old voice is a lot different than a 5-year-old voice, and Amy's got a little bit better diction, but I think it's so darling the way they all sing. I had an interesting thing happen to me today. Vince and I have been wanting to move into Provo, and so we were looking for places, and I happened to notice up at the housing office on campus that there was a studio apartment available for $100 a month, and that would be $40 less than we're paying right now. And we went to check it out today, and we liked it so much that we went ahead and put down a deposit, and so we're going to move in there. probably next week, and we'll be able to get our rent and deposit back from this place for the month of November, so it'll be no problem. We're really happy because it's in the west side of Provo, not too far from campus, a lot closer than Springville, that's for sure, and it has a fireplace and a great big room, a combined front room and bedroom, you know, but we'll just put up a big bookcase to separate the living area from the bedroom area. And the owners were so nice, they let us have a chest of drawers to use, and the curtains are already there, and it's got a great big huge bay window that opens out onto the garden, and so my plants will get plenty of sunlight, my house plants, and it has a nice kitchen and a big bathroom. I think we'll be really comfortable there. It even has a garage for our car, our own private garage, lots of storage space. We think that we'll be really happy there, and I hope we'll be able to be settled there for a year or so. I'd like to live in the same place until we graduate. It's a nice feeling to be settled. It's a more secure feeling to have that permanence there. I like Springville, but I'm glad to get back into Provo, closer to where we work and go to school. And I think it's a good move. I'm just glad. Oh, and I want to say that some of the things I said at the first of the tape are obsolete now. I'm keeping watch on the tape to be sure that it doesn't run out.